After I exposed Val's, others grew the courage to come out and speak of their experience. And it turns out, this guy's been doing bad stuff for a very long time.
He's the owner of a popular South Florida restaurant accused of bad behavior. The allegations are mentioned in a lawsuit against the company that's connected to Versailles, the iconic Cuban restaurant. A former employee says she was forced to engage in sex acts there in the back room.
And she says it's that behavior that led to discrimination. So now she's filed a lawsuit, and Team 6 reporter Roland Shepherd is at Versailles with a closer look at the allegations.
The owners of this famous landmark tonight say this is all a sham and that the lawsuit is...
Versailles Restaurant is famous for its home-style Cuban meals, but now it's also at the center of a lawsuit filed by one of its former managers.
Local 10 News reporter Leanne Morejon live with the rest of the allegations. Leanne.
Well, Lori and Calvin, this ex-employee says he observed some pretty gross things here at Versailles Restaurant on Calle Ocho and the La Carreta location.
Another prominent restaurant entrepreneur is facing claims of harassment as more accusations emerge.
A class action lawsuit against La Carreta Restaurant.
Cockroaches in the flans, hairs. I mean, those are serious problems.
The pictures allegedly show conditions at Versailles and La Carreta restaurants.
This is the cream cheese. It seems like mold to me. This is meat.
The details outlined in a newly filed lawsuit are downright disgusting.
Unfortunately, my neighbors decided not to fight it and ended up paying incredible amounts of money to avoid litigation. They settled out of court. Others got judgments against them, putting their assets in jeopardy and their financial futures in shambles. Sometimes fighting to the death is the only way. The last few months have been hell. My studio closed and the lawsuit with Val's took the wind out of me. I need a change. I need to get away from all this. After season one, I was exhausted. And what better vacation for a musician than to go on tour? Toque de Queda is the only thing in my life that's working, so I'm going back to Italy with a couple stops along the way. A label called NVIDIA out of Barcelona took on Toque de Queda and distributed the music all across Spain. So we have shows in Valencia, Sevilla, Malaga, Murcia, Alicante, Benidorm, and some other cities around Spain. What a great way to enter a market.
Me acabo de despertar, como puedes ver. Esta noche el concierto, mañana el concierto, todos los días el concierto. Pero cuando me despierto, esto es lo que veo. Está mal, ¿no?
We're shitting bricks because we've never been here to Spain. We don't know what the music scene is like. We've never performed here. We don't know if anybody's going to come to these shows, if anybody even knows who the hell we are. So we just got our fingers crossed and we're praying and hoping for the best.
Torremolinos presenta en vivo desde Miami a Toque de Queda. Este sábado, 7 de
las noches, Málaga.
Sometimes we played in large places with a lot of people. Sometimes we played in tiny places with nobody. But we gave it our all every single time. And I think we connected with every audience, big or small. It really didn't matter.
Valencia, donde tenemos un show esta noche.
Luces, estamos en directo. Toque de queda en Sevilla, la capital hispalense.
I remember I flew into Barajas, Madrid, and I see posters plastered, Toque de Queda, with my best friend's face, Eddie Vasquez, like they're like plastered on posters all over the street for his concert 2 days later. You did it.
Let's recap. Toque de Queda is doing beautifully. We're opening up new markets like Germany and Spain. I wrote most of these songs, so I'm getting most of the publishing, and I'm making money hand over fist. Life is beautiful. For the first time, I can tell you that I'm truly happy. Our songs are being released in Latin compilations all over Europe, and our name is right next to Juan Luis Guerra and Pitbull and big artists like that. Little by little, slowly but surely, Toque de Queda is everywhere.
Hoy se acaba la gira de España y comienza la gira de Italia. Nos vemos en Roma. Chao. Bueno, pues ya llegamos a Roma. El vuelo es todo pésimo. Ahora vamos a ir a hacer prueba de sonido y después vamos a hacer el concierto. Nos vemos un ratito. Bye.
It's a dream come true. It's proof that you can never give up. I knew that if I just kept trying, we would reach a point where nothing could get in the way of success. I'm so fucking happy. Jalen James told us he's leaving Toque de Queda. He said he's been offered a producer deal with P. Diddy's production company. And I know for a fact, producing is Jalen James' dream. Damn, I'm torn. I wish him luck and I want him to go and just be the best producer he can be, but I hate the fact that he's leaving our band. I don't know that we can recover from this. Maybe this is it. Maybe that's the end. Up until this point, I've been able to deal with all the rejection from record companies, the press, even people. But this changed everything, because for the first time, the band was no longer intact. I was devastated. My buddy Jalen James leaving Toque de Queda felt like a family member just moving away or something. I was really bummed out. I felt abandoned. And listen, we love Jalen James. We want him to make as much money as he possibly can. And if that means he's got to go and make it somewhere else, then so be it. We're going to miss him. We wished him luck and gave him a hug. But the show must go on. And the next show is in Germany.
We'll see you next time. Thank you. Thank you.
As if Jalen leaving wasn't enough, for the past 6 months, my royalty checks have been half of what they used to be. I don't know where that money's going. So I called Porfirio Pina at BMI, and he's gonna start some kind of an investigation. I gotta get to the bottom of this. Meanwhile, it's our first time in Italy without Jalen James. It feels weird, but I guess we're getting used to it.
Estamos listos para irnos a Dinamarca y a Suecia y a Suiza. Anoche tuvimos un concierto en Rimini y fue todo un éxito, lleno total. Y bueno, estamos listos para irnos a Bulgaria.
Está nuestro manager, Mauro Catalini, bregando cuestiones. Bueno, usted en verdad no está bregando nada.
Voilà.
¿Qué haces, Mauro?
Esperando que no me cobren.
¿Para dónde vamos, Mauro?
No sé. iba a decir para el infierno, pero mejor que no lo digas.
No digas eso, no digas eso.
¿Y qué vamos a hacer ahora?
Nos vamos hacia rumbo a Sofía. Después tenemos 3 horitas de guagua para llegar a Haskovo.
El lugar a donde haremos los shows esta noche, mañana y el miércoles, a las 7 de la tarde, de la noche, hay que bajar juntos al evento. ¿Ok? ¿Ok?
Yes, sir.
El que tiene que singue antes, por favor, tipo a las 4 de la tarde, de 4 a 5 y media. Esta noche, después del evento, el que quiere ir, que seguramente ustedes estarán cansados y irán todos a dormir.
¡Al putero!
Una fiesta en una discoteca con un putero, champagne, droga, putas, de todo. No, mentira. No, es cierto. Cuando dije antes, si entendía, nadie me respondió. Cuando dije putas, droga, todos gritaron, ¿eh?
A las 11 nos recogen para un desfile por la ciudad con el alcalde, la gente, ¿verdad?
I thought this was a meet and greet with our fans, but there's almost no one here. If this is any indication of how these shows are gonna go, it's not looking good. Man, I'm nervous. After that sucky meet and greet, I don't know what to expect. It's a beautiful venue, but it's gonna look horrible if it's empty. It's not a sense of accomplishment. It's not that. It's much more than that. It's a sense of connection, a sense of worthiness. I feel like I'm part of something much bigger than myself. There are moments during this show that everyone's just got their eyes closed and their hands up in the air, and we're just so here right now. This is really beautiful. I can't explain how this feels, but I can tell you that I love it.
And we would like you all to be a part of our video. We are proud to be here tonight. And this is why we brought these with us.
I'm smiling on the outside, but on the inside, I'm fuming. I got a phone call this morning from BMI telling me the findings of their investigation, and it turns out that the person collecting my royalties goes by the name of Mauro Catalini, my manager. I'm gonna kill this motherfucker.
¿Cómo tiene los fucking cojones?
Porque vos siempre
te... el teléfono a la verga, cabrón. ¿Cómo no me voy a enojar? Maricón, te lo juro, me hacen aparecer mi verga. Vamos a tener una jodienda.
Son ustedes que me cagaron a mí, no ustedes, yo a ustedes. Me hicieron los cerrados.
Now, I don't know about you, but $100,000 worth of royalties is a shit ton of money to me. By this point, I've grown fangs and I got my boxing gloves on. I've been denied too many things I've earned rightfully, and this is not gonna be one of those things. What I'm about to do surprised even me. I'm back in Miami and I'm fucking pissed. I can't believe my manager is stealing from me. That's the lowest of the low. Obviously, I'm gonna go to war with this motherfucker, right? Wrong. Instead, I'm just gonna be grateful that there even is royalties to steal from me. I'm just a Puerto Rican kid with a guitar and a dream, and here are people stealing royalties from me. Not only am I grateful, but I'm gonna pay it forward.
Bueno, vamos a ir a repartir cositas hoy otra vez porque hace mucho frío en Miami y la gente lo necesita.
You'd be surprised how gratifying it is to turn a shitty situation into something nice, you know? After all the shit that's happened to me, I could have become bitter and cursed the world for my misfortune, my band falling apart, my manager stealing from me, you know, just all the shit. But I'm glad I've decided to start the Homeless in Miami Foundation instead. You know, Miami's very glamorous, and when you come out here, you're just gonna see a bunch of beaches and tall buildings, but in the shadows, there's a lot of people that live on the streets, and I drive by these people every day, and I got sick of not doing anything about it, and I decided to come out here and, you know, every now and then, come bring them a meal, or come bring them a winter coat when it's cold, or a raincoat when it's raining, and it's been the most gratifying thing I could have ever done, and trust me, while I want to retaliate against the people that have harmed me, sometimes letting go of that poisonous anger and channeling that anger into something positive is the best way to go about things. I've started to ask my fans on social media to start collecting old winter clothes that they no longer use, or camping gear, sleeping bags, anything except for money, and donate them to us so that we can go out and distribute them. And they've pulled through in magical ways. They've also started doing it in their own country, in their own cities, and in their own neighborhoods. It's a beautiful movement of love, and I'm just so proud to be part of this thing. I'm back in the studio recording the most important album of my career, Lo Siento.
Acabo de salir del estudio donde grabamos las guitarras con RJ y contento, contento.
Segundo atrás, otro más, pero tú aquí no estás. Es cierto, no me duele ya respirar ni dejarte de hablar. Lo siento, si pensabas que tu vida me rompía el corazón, eso nunca sucedió. No mereces eso, no. Lo siento, te devuelvo tu amor, a ti te hace más falta. Te devuelvo tus besos, no saben a nada. Y disculpa si digo que no, me rompiste el corazón, eso nunca sucedió. No mereces eso, no. Lo siento.
En el estudio, aquí grabando, son quizás las 3:30 de la mañana y seguimos aquí trabajando.
Eddie, ¿por qué te vas, cabrón?
Estamos terminando, bro.
What?
I got the news that Ariel was involved in a motorcycle accident. He had to be revived, and he's in critical condition now. Has a collapsed lung. It's just a shit show. The news is far worse than I could have ever imagined. Ariel will not be able to continue in Toque de Queda. We have a tour coming up and we're trying to cancel it, but he insists that we move on with the band. He insists that we go on tour. Fuck. It's difficult for me. When I started Toque de Queda, I imagined us growing old together and, you know, being one of those bands that lasts forever, and it's heartbreaking to see my band fall apart. But in his honor, we will carry on. It really is very tough on me, and I know you're thinking, you know, here goes Eddie feeling sorry for himself again. Poor me. But I mean, come on. How would you handle this? Would you be able to just move on as if nothing? I think not. Been many ups and downs so far, but I should let you know that for about a year now, I've been dating a beautiful girl. She's kind, she's sweet, she's shy, she's everything my puppy and I needed around, and she's my happiness. And on top of that, Elvis and I are still together. We're the originators of Toque de Queda. We're still making music, getting to play it in other countries, making money. We're actually going on tour to brand new places we've never been to.
Here in Frankfurt. This here is the train station. And right in front of the train station, we've got some promotions. Right next to Iron Maiden. I can't be beat. Check it out. Me, Iron Maiden. Me, Iron Maiden. Me, Iron Maiden. Nuestra primera vez en vivo en Frankfurt. Y no nos podemos quejar. Elvis, ¿tú tienes alguna queja?
With everything that's gone wrong, I really want to make sure things work out. So we're really promoting this tour. We're doing everything we can to get people to come. We want to prove that we can do this. We have a lot to prove. There's also the worry that because we recently performed in Milan, Italy, no one's going to show up. I mean, listen, I know it's premature to worry about that, but it is a worry. I got to be honest with you, I try not to pay attention to the hype and the speculation, but I must admit that it does get to me a little bit and I start to worry. So we're hoping that it's not the case.
Ready? Okay, we're here in Rotterdam, Poland. We're going to Paris.
El verdadero sabor de tu música está en la radio, en tu programa del fin de semana, Sabor Latino.
Sabor Latino, aquí en Madrid, en España. Un gran saludo, un abrazo. Gracias por el apoyo y aquí nos vemos bien prontito.
¿Qué tal fue el verano para Toque de Queda?
Muy bueno, muy bueno. Mira, tuvimos 17 presentaciones en 10 países distintos. Esos países incluyen Holanda, Bélgica, Alemania, Francia.
I'm back in Spain and I'm visiting my grandparents. They're so cute. They start telling me about their love story and when they met, and that they've been together for 70 years and they've never spent a night apart. And so I start telling them about my love story and how it started.
20. No, que no llegaba a los 20. No llegaba a los 20. Y estuvimos 6 de novio. 6 de novio. A los 6 nos casamos y hasta ahora. Ni él con nadie, ni yo tampoco.
Más de casi 70 años estamos juntos. Casi 70 años, que no un día ni dos.
Tu padre tiene 60 años.
Es que es importante encontrar a la correcta. Yo he tenido muchas novias y nunca me he casado.
Ya lo sé.
Y ahora con esta chica...
Te vas a casar.
Me voy a casar con esta chica.
¿Sí?
Es espectacular. Lo que pasa es que no sé cuándo. Pero ya sé con quién.
Estamos aquí en Calabria y me paré un momentito porque cuando tú ves tu cabezota inmensa en medio de la calle, tú paras.
Reporting live. As you can see, nothing unusual is happening. Everything is going as normal.
I've come to Rome where there's a big Latin music outlet and I'm trying to promote the show in Milan. We gotta prove everybody wrong.
Un gran saludo, un beso muy muy fuerte. Gracias por el apoyo.
Reportando desde el Coliseo Romano, donde pasaron cosas muy feas, pero ahora venimos y lo celebramos como si fuera lo máximo.
Estamos registrando nuestro video musical de Cuy esta cena aquí. Queremos que sean parte de nuestro video. ¿Quieren ser parte de nuestro video?
Man, life is great. Look at this crowd. Look at the show. We're performing with our band. This has been just an amazing tour. We went to Denmark, France, Spain, Italy. Oh my God. This is just a dream come true. It's me and Elvis. We're making more money than we ever have. We've been touring nonstop. It has been the longest tour of our career so far. And life is just grand. I'm so happy. Things are going beautifully. And now we have one last show, and none other than beautiful Greece.
Eddie reporting from Aegean Airlines flight Frankfurt, Thessaloniki, Greece for our concert tonight. And what can be said except hope everything goes right and things should be okay. We are in Greece, ladies and gentlemen, Greece.
It's my pleasure that you are here in my country. I love you.
Toque de Queda has successfully completed this tour and it's time to celebrate.
Middle of Thessaloniki, and we're gonna go party like motherfuckers.
We're at the Mediterranean Palace.
Here comes Elvis.
Now we're going to Germany. Can't stop, we gotta keep moving. I'm just waiting till you turn it off so I can stay somewhere.
Oh no. Please go away. I don't want to talk right now. Elvis just told me he's leaving Toque de Queda. He says he can't be on the road anymore. He misses his kid and his wife, and he has a second kid on the way, and he just doesn't want to raise his children on the road. I understand them, I guess. I told them that as a friend, I wish him the best, but as a band member, I want him to stay. But I get it. I get it. What am I gonna do now? My best friend, the only bandmate I got left, and now he's leaving. I should have read the signs. I should have seen these signals, man. I could tell he's getting tired. I just wasn't paying attention. I was hearing him say it, but I wasn't listening to the words.
Now, let's take another flight. Forward, keep going and going and going and going and going. Miami, I miss you.
Not only the beach, water, I'd miss Miami.
Back to the plane.
And just like that, I'm a solo act. It's been about a year since Elvis left, and man, I've really let myself go. I'm gained weight, I'm fat, I look like shit, I'm pale. I really haven't written any songs. I think I'm getting my shit together again. So I've gone to the gym, get myself in shape, because I'm gonna hit the road and perform for the first time ever without Elvis. And it's gonna be weird. It's gonna be really weird. Something happens when you work close to someone for 15 years. You become like family, you know? Elvis and I started Toque de Queda together. We've had a ton of fun. We've seen the world. It's been a blast. Every time I looked over to my right, he was there. And I'm gonna miss him the next time I look over and he isn't there. We went out into the world as a gang and I felt the protection of my band members. But I know he's wanted a family. Elvis deserves this. He's a great guy. He's been a great friend. And I'm happy that he's happy. Cheers, Elvis.
Toque de Queda became one. I was there with Eddie. I've seen Eddie get hurt. And, you know, he's a big guy. He'll take it in the chin and be like, all right, let's just move on. As cliche as it sounds, it's really cutthroat business. And, you know, you get guys that you think are your friends and then all of a sudden, like, they disappear.
My grandpa died.
He venido desde muy lejos a ver a mi abuelito. Y aquí está enterrado él. Y hasta acá he venido yo.
Si yo lo siento aquí, tú sabes una cosa, pa, que todos estos años yo he tenido tanto miedo de morirme, tanto miedo del avión y esa mierda. Yo en estos aviones venía tranquilo y cuando se movía no sentía nada, porque antes yo no tenía a nadie esperándome en el cielo. Y ahora está mi abuelito esperándome y si a mí me pasa cualquier cosa, está él.
For me, the best therapy is helping other people. It's the thing that helps me get through my shit. And I've been using my social media to get my fans involved, and the movement is growing. This is beautiful.
Thanksgiving inspired the Thankathon, is what we call it. It was basically an idea that Eddie Blasquez and I, myself, Joe Mr. Make It Happen, came about through just in talks of what us as friends would be doing during holidays in general. And we both came to the same conclusion that we don't do the traditional. We wanted to do something better and give back at the same time.
You posted video when I saw it, and I was like, oh my God, I have to do this. Like, and that was it. And I contacted you. And then I got her to come along.
Hello.
Awesome. Thank you, ladies.
Oh my God. Thank you. Anytime. I couldn't be happier to do this. This is awesome.
Some of these kind souls would come time after time, month after month. And I started wondering what motivates these people to leave the comfort of their home and come out here to these somewhat dangerous streets and help complete strangers for nothing in return.
Do once a month, and we come down downtown Miami to what we can.
Why?
To help the
people in need.
Exactly.
What are you giving out?
Food and water.
Why?
To help out the community, sir.
They got love. Food, clothes, shoes, blankets, sleeping bags. At the end of the day, they come out here once a month and give out, whether it's food, clothing, advice, help, anything. They're out here doing exactly what needs to be done.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Apparently, I've had a panic attack. I haven't been sleeping right. I'm smoking too much weed, stressing about the future of Toque de Queda, my musical future, and how I'm gonna move on without my band. It was only a matter of time, and I guess the stress and the worry has finally gotten to me. That was really scary. So I'm back on the road, and this time it's to promote that I'm a solo act.
This is Abbey Road Studios in London. Yeah. I could get better than this.
Not to compare, but all four of us should have walked across Abbey Road.
I've been a host for a radio show in the Netherlands. Toque de Queda was coming to the Netherlands for a live performance as part of his world tour in Amsterdam. My producer, he went like, "Ooh, Toque de Queda is coming," because Eddie Blasquez was coming to the studio. He went totally wild.
Toque de Queda in the house, the world famous bachata man from Miami. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
I can't get it through people's heads. Everyone keeps referring to Toque de Queda as still like a band. And sometimes I do it too. Sometimes I forget. Everybody's talking, "We got the band, Toque de Queda," but there's no band. It's just me. And so, that's kind of tough.
Before we do that, we have another caller. Hallo, goedenavond. Welkom bij Letter Live.
Ja, goedenavond, met Anja.
Dag, zit je lekker te luisteren, meid?
Ja.
Vind je het leuk?
Ja, heel leuk.
And you know what the good news is?
No.
Maybe this summer they will come to Holland again for a tour, isn't it, Eddie?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it would be our third time here.
You got a lot of calls. People could win some free tickets for the concert. So it was a nice interview in a good atmosphere.
So, isn't that great?
Oh, come on, thank you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I think I felt a kind of a struggle about Toque de Queda versus Eddie Blasquez as an individual. There was a change, of course. We've never talked about it, but I felt underneath that there is a kind of a tension there. Toque de Queda originally was a band, of course, with more people, and now we are dealing with Eddie Blasquez. What's the difference? And we never talked about it, but in a way I felt that was an issue.
Come here, buddy. We'll make room for you. It's not a soccer team, you know?
Life is so strange. It's ever changing. Nothing ever stays the same. And I guess that's part of the beauty of life, but it also sucks because you have these ideals and how you imagine things are gonna be and then they're not. Here I am promoting our music by myself. And I'm not complaining. I feel incredibly lucky to be able to be doing this. But is this how I imagined it? I don't know.
Madrid, España, 4 de la mañana. ¿Listos para ir a hacer entrevistas de radio?
Bolivia nos posicionamos completamente como tal.
Buenísimo.
Sí, buenísimo, ¿no?
Y
éxitos. 22
temas que pusimos ahí y obviamente pues le mandamos ya el...
Pues en territorio europeo realmente una semana porque estuvimos visitando Londres, haciendo prensa en Ámsterdam también.
Mucho calor en Madrid. Bueno, continuemos hablando precisamente con nuestros amigos de Toque de Queda, con Eddie, y nos estaba contando que además...
Estoy entusiasmado de estar aquí. ¿Qué te puedo decir en España? No hay más nada que decir.
Eso nos gusta, tenerte aquí, recibirte, y aparte de que tu música a nosotros nos conta.
Con mucho orgullo cantando en español por todas partes del mundo. Estuvimos en Ámsterdam, estuvimos en Londres la semana pasada promoviendo también nuestra música en español. Nuestra meta es llevar nuestra música en español a cada esquina del planeta. Creo que ya que nosotros hemos tocado tantas veces en Europa, lo que nos queda realmente sería Asia. Nuestras metas están en Japón. Nosotros hemos tocado en muchas ciudades como Barcelona, Málaga, hemos estado en Murcia, hemos estado en Sevilla, Valencia.
It's been a brutal year, so much loss. The depression has been constant and I've just continued to let myself go. I've continued to gain weight and yet I have so much to be thankful for. I'm so torn, but I can't stop working. I just can't stop working. I, like so many others, have fallen victim to the entrapments of life's finer things. And you move to a nice neighborhood and you buy nice things, but you gotta pay for that shit. So now I'm perpetually on the road.
St. Petersburg, Russia, November 17th, 7:30 p.m. Toque de Queda ready to hit the stage tonight.
The concert has been abruptly interrupted and I've been pulled off stage. Apparently I've said or done something that these undercover cops did not like. You see, Russia seems like a free country, but there's nothing free about Russia. You simply can't express yourself freely. This can go from concert to shitstorm real quick. Maybe it was my comment about freedom of speech. I don't know. This man, in his very broken English, is trying to explain to me what I've done wrong. And I swear, I'm trying to understand, but it's really, really hard. And normally I'd be furious if anybody interrupted one of my concerts, but this is Russia, and you know what? I'm not gonna take a chance. I am not gonna be that guy on the news, held in some fucking Russian prison, because he spoke too much. I'm being held backstage until they decide if they're gonna cancel the show or if they're gonna let me finish it. After 45 minutes of insanity and people speaking Russian around me and not understanding anything, and my manager looking at me and me looking at my team and not knowing what to say to anybody, it's been decided that I will be allowed to finish my show. I beg these people to please not punish the audience. So I'm gonna go back on stage. I'm gonna finish this show, because that's what I came here to do.
People in my life, with all their intricacies, emotions as thick as the sea, beauty like the air we breathe. What attracts you to me? I know it's hard to believe, and you mean the world to me, and so in you I believe. You gotta love, love, love who we are. You give a hug, baby, cause we got this far in who we are. It's a long and winding road, never knowing where to go, cause we got this far.
Спасибо, Санкт-Петербург! Спасибо, Санкт-Петербург!
Despite all the trouble in Russia, this show was not only worth it, but it was necessary. I am the first bachata artist to ever perform in Russian territory, ever. So this is a historic moment for me. It's a historic moment for the audience that was there. Never forget, we hate the politicians, but we never hate the people. The Russian people are lovely. And I'm so happy that I performed for them. Spasiba, and see you later. Russia was a monumental success. What an unforgettable experience. And to top it off, the tour continues with stops in the Netherlands, Belgium, France, Spain, Germany, Slovakia, and so many other places. It's unbelievable. And to make it even better, so that I don't miss home, I've brought my puppy and my girl along for the whole tour. I have a confession to make. Deep inside, I feel like a man. I feel like I'm providing for my family. I feel like I'm providing a good lifestyle for them. I'm so proud to be able to bring my dog to these places. I mean, it's like she's my kid and I want to show her the world, you know? I feel like a good dad. Yeah, I feel like a good dad. To watch her have fun chasing the pigeons and just seeing her happy like this is everything to me. Thank you. irrational fear of flying is growing and is becoming less irrational.
Vamos a llegar a Eslovaquia con vuelo rápido, una hora desde Milán.
I admit I didn't know much about Slovakia. I've heard of it like you've heard of it. Turns out it's a country filled with people who want to explore other cultures. Here I am, performing for them. All in all, Slovakia is all right.
Buscamos juntos todo lo que queremos, y si cuidamos juntos todo lo que tenemos, y si enseñamos juntos todo lo que sabemos, después seremos juntos todo lo que seremos, y si tratamos juntos mejor a las mujeres, y si queremos justo y mejor a los seres vivientes, menos fuertes son nuestros deberes. Esta es la nueva fucking ley, compártelo en las redes.
We've gone to places like Croatia.
Con sus amigos, toque de queda.
Yeah,
sorry. Where's the city and the buildings and the people? Are we on the right flight? This tour so far has been amazing. Beautiful venues, the band sounds tight, the shows have been great, and I'm sure tonight here in Belgium the crowd's just gonna be awesome. Fuck, what a bummer. Everything was going so good. It's embarrassing to perform to a half-empty house, but every single audience member deserves respect. They bought a ticket, got dressed, drove out, found parking, came in here, sang, danced, and clapped, and they deserve my admiration and my gratitude. There was no way I was canceling this show.
He had a live performance in Belgium. It was very disappointing. There were not many people there in the audience. It was very small, but okay, he still gave his performance. That's a pity. I think Eddie does not deserve that.
Don't ever let the size of the audience decide the size of the show. We're in a tiny town with a tiny airport outside of a tiny city. What was I expecting? We're a little bummed out, but our spirits are high, and we're really, really excited about our next show in the Netherlands. Let's hope it's not like last night.
Eddie and I have a lot of parallels. We both have had a lot of highs and lows in the music industry, and it's a very attractive world to be in with a lot of money and fame, but only about 5% of people get that magic ticket. Everybody else has to work for it, and it seems like the people that work the hardest have the longest struggle. And in the end, us that work hard end up reaping the rewards the best, because the harder you work, the luckier you get. And one of the coolest things about Eddie is that it seems to be all hard work related. His journey as a singer is really inspiring, because, you know, it's all stuff that he created on his own. Just blood, sweat, and tears, you know. I've had a lot of obstacles. I reached the pinnacle in Miami playing guitar for Christian Castro, Paulina Rubio, Soraya, Tego Calderon, Don Omar. I played with Juanes, and one night I was playing in a club in a free jam, and I got discovered by a guy named Andy Slater. And next thing you know, I'm in a movie called Echo in the Canyon with Jacob Dylan, Fiona Apple, Nora Jones, Beck, Brian Wilson, Ringo Starr, Stephen Stills, Neil Young. And I've worked my ass off to make a name for myself, especially after jealous people were like, you're not good enough. There's 10,000 guitar players in LA that are better than you. But I said, I'm me. None of them are me. And I know what I'm capable of. And in the end, I persevered, and I've made a living here, and I'm a first call guitar player who's played on hundreds of records out here, and I'm going strong. The most important thing is I never gave up.
Hemos llegado a el Oosterpoort aquí en Groningen para el concierto de esta noche, el soundcheck.
And keyboard.
Miro el reloj, un segundo tras otro más, pero tú aquí no estás.
I was there in the audience. Groningen was perfect. It was a good venue. The audience was fantastic, very crowded, and everybody was singing and dancing on his music. It was crowded. It was fantastic.
Man, I needed this win. Belgium took the wind out of me. It let me know that I'm still vulnerable, that I don't have it made in the shade, that I gotta work each and every market. There's no magic trick. You just gotta bring good music. You gotta make sure it reaches the people and let them decide. I would say that here in Holland, it's a pretty good start. This is North Holland's largest, most reputable venue. Everyone who is anybody performs on this stage. So for a kid from Puerto Rico, this is pretty big.
What's up, Richie?
Hi.
What's going on?
How are you? Merhaba,
kolay gelsin. Are we going to speak in Turkish or you want to do English?
Do you speak Turkish?
No.
Not only good looking, also smells good, isn't it, girls?
Yes. I hope the people at home. No, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. Are you coming tomorrow?
They're from NTV.
I think we're going to go to the hotel and get some sleep. So, see you later.
Julio Iglesias, Enrique Iglesias, Tiesto's first
show is here? Really?
Yes.
Günümüzdeki renkli temsilcilerinden Amerikalı grup Takeda Keda İstanbul'da.
Porto Rico'nun geleneksel mi? Bu Türkiye'deki ilk bachata konseri olacak.
So they can hear me.
I feel like the world is opening up to my music and they're accepting of my culture and my voice and my sounds. And I think that the only way to show that respect back is to take a genuine interest in their culture and their beliefs. I'm learning so much about the world. I'm beginning to understand how lucky I am. I'm so thankful for all this. It brings me to tears, but I'm also really, really sad. I've been carrying around this weight, and I don't know where it comes from, but I can feel it. Why am I so fucking sad? What am I missing? What am I looking for?
Akşamlar İstanbul, seni seviyorum. Seviyorum. Seviyorum.
Seviyorum.
Seni seviyorum.
History in the making, first bachata band to play Istanbul. How do you feel about that, Eddie? You realize you're making history, bro.
Yeah, but we already did that last month.
Oh, well, you did in Russia. Let's mention that.
This history making is starting to get boring, right? We're gonna do China. We're gonna do Japan. We're gonna do a bunch of stuff. I'll make it happen. It's just a matter of time, man.
time in Turkey?
It is. It's my first time in Turkey. I'm very, very happy. Because, as you know, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Cuba, these are islands that are very, very close to each other. And so it's in our roots. Thank you very much.
Hey.
The
one only Kokeni Kelly.
Yeah,
music really has no language, no barriers. Today, Toque de Queda becomes the first artist of my genre to ever perform in Turkey. And I'm here, taking it all in, really letting the world seep into my pores. I'm starting to feel like a citizen of the world. I spent so much time up in a plane that I'm starting to feel like I belong nowhere and everywhere, all at the same time. I'm at the Istanbul airport and customs has confiscated my passport because of what I said last night on stage about freedom of speech and freedom of expression. It's all over the newspapers this morning. There is no freedom of expression here. We're not even allowed to be filming this right now, but my cameraman knows better. They're threatening me with prison time, can you believe that? I'm scared shitless and they're not allowing management or anybody to step in. It's me and them. It's a shit show. I'm scared. Have you seen Midnight Express?
How about I hire an attorney and I yeah, and you think that's right? You think that's fair and you think that's a human thing to do? I'm ready to go. What's up?
After about an hour of back and forth arguing and them yelling at me and me giving them attitude back, I've paid a fine so we can finally get out of here. They've returned my passport on the condition that I'll record a video apology and send it back. But instead, I doubled down and joined a movement protesting the Hayır, and that created an even bigger shitstorm.
Hi, this is Eddie from Toque de Queda, and I'm encouraging all Turkish people to get out and vote no Hayır in this next election.
Öncülerinden Toque de Queda İstanbul'da bir konser.
Toque de Queda mizah yazarı Alpay Erdem'den haftanın kültür sanat ajandası nerede ne var?
Bu Türkiye'ye ilk gelişimiz. Tüm müzik severlerin ve dansçıların bizim müziğimizi çok sevdiği.
The Turkish people are just lovely, but the government here has to go. Maybe it's the freedom fighter in me, but I'll always be on the side of free speech and artistic expression. Always, no matter what the consequences.
People in my life, with all their intricacies, emotions as thick as the sea, beauty like the air we breathe. What attracts you to me? I know it's hard to believe, and you mean the world to me. And so in you I believe. You gotta love, love, love who we are. and give a hug, baby, 'cause we got this far in who we are. It's a long and winding road, never knowing where to go, 'cause we got this far, the future is so close. Sometimes life leads crazy ways. Some that got longer stays. Some of them last for days, maybe months. Sometimes a year or two. Memories stick like glue, but we gotta see it through. You gotta love, love, and love for who we are. Give a hug, baby, 'cause we got this far in who we are. It's a long and winding road, never knowing where to go, 'cause we got this far, the future is so close. I don't care about the distance, I don't care how far I've got to go. It's just me and my persistence in a day where I got my mind upon the open road.
I always knew my creativity would take me places. And when I got back from Europe, I found out that my video that I directed for my song Lo Siento was a real big hit on HTV. So I started getting phone calls from artists and record companies to work on their videos. So I started working with artists like Ilegales. And eventually got a phone call from bachata legends Monchi and Natalia, and I did the video for their song Hasta el Alma, which was featured on the Grammys when they were nominated. We filmed this video in Miami at the Howard Hughes Estate.
Trabajar con Eddie Blázquez ha sido una de las experiencias más intensas, más interesantes, más increíbles en mi carrera.
After that, I got a phone call from Pitbull's record company, Mr. 305 Records, to direct Angel and Chris, who are Billboard's Song of the Decade performers.
Hola, ¿qué tal, amigos? Le habla Chris Young, y estamos aquí en el behind the scene de Me Cansé, nuestro nuevo sencillo.
And we did the video for Me Cansé in the building where I live here in Miami.
Hello and welcome to Piccolo Universe.
And then one day, I get a call from Sony to go and work with Ricky Martin on his children's book series, Santiago. Again, I always knew creativity would take me places.
These are my friends.
Oh, sorry. Hi, everybody.
I already started telling them about you.
After the Ricky video, I directed CNCO, which is a band that Ricky created. And we did the video for the song, Quisiera.
Oh, no. Toque, toque.
Thank you, my friend.
Gracias, mano.
See ya.
Keep that rap.
You know, we out here, you know what I'm saying? Just doing it up, you know what I'm saying? CNCO all over the place, you know.
I've also had the pleasure of directing the talented Isabella Castillo.
Mi experiencia trabajando con el director Eddie Blázquez fue fantástica. Sí, porque él es súper divertido, me gusta mucho cómo se viste, me da muchas ideas, súper musculoso. Eso fue el que me dijo que dijera eso. Pero, no, la verdad que me cae súper bien y que Diosito me lo bendiga siempre.
Then I got the call to direct a mini documentary for salsa legend Willy Colón's last concert in Miami.
How you feel, Willy? You ready to do
good,
this thing?
Good, I'm ready to do it.
You look great. Out. You look great, man.
I'm trying. I'm just seeing how I look after the show.
Well, we'll see.
This was a trip. This guy is legendary. It was him and I in a room just talking. And so as I'm filming him, I'm learning so much about artistry and longevity. I'll never forget this night.
How do you feel? I mean, you haven't played in Miami in how long?
In a year, but I haven't played period in about two months.
Cause you had a, you were talking about how you had a scheduled show in Peru?
I had my gallbladder removed and a sense of humor transplant. That's why, you know, my jokes are not working that good lately. I have to get used to this. I think I'm rejecting it. Really. I think the headache is because I'm not able to really open them bellows up, you know. So I'm a little kind of oxygen deprived.
Mm-hmm. Do you think your operation affects that? Like la vesícula?
Well, if I live, if I don't have internal hemorrhaging right now, you know, we'll know tomorrow.
You're kidding, right? He's kidding, right? He's kidding.
Well, half kidding. Well, oh, don't tell me.
I'm just gonna point over here.
I don't think he was kidding, because suddenly I was asked to leave the room. But that's a whole other documentary. So that's what I've been doing for the past year. I'm sorry I haven't checked in. I've just been sort of figuring things out and healing mainly from, you know, all the stuff. Directing has allowed me to stay close to home with my dog and my girl. It's made me a ton of money and it's allowed me to stay creative. I've also been writing a ton of songs. And I'm collaborating with guys like Servando Primera, who writes songs for Maluma and Kali Uchis.
Sola, ella vacilaba sola.
Ella no se enamora sola. Esa es, ¿verdad?
Exactamente.
And Daniel Santa Cruz, who writes for Shakira and Prince Royce.
Daniel Santa Cruz.
Gracias,
gracias. Happy,
happy birthday.
Happy 41st, my brother.
And we've written some beautiful songs. And now, it's time to hit the road again. I miss it. I need to sing. I need to play. That's my real passion, you know? That's the thing that really moves me. So, I'm out.
Indimenticabile. Toque de Queda Tour.
Toque de Queda is one of the top bands to come out of my...
Toque de Queda Tour 2015-2016.
Toque de Queda is back on the road.
But first, I have to make one very important stop.
Good evening. We start with the breaking news out of Paris and what at least at this moment looks to be a city under terror attack on several fronts.
Some 130 people were killed and hundreds were wounded when gunmen with suicide vests attacked the Bataclan concert hall and a sports stadium.
You see, the day I found out about this, I immediately contacted my French promoter and set up a free concert in Paris in solidarity with concertgoers, promoters, bands, and obviously the victims of this terrible event.
Ah, bah, we go for your concert, huh, Eddie? Thank you for coming.
Thank you
for
having me. And I'm doing this show just blocks away from the Bataclan, and it hasn't even been 2 months since the shooting. If this isn't the first concert since the attack, it's definitely one of the first. I'm really proud of that. This is my rebellion. This is me saying I'm not afraid. I've had it with terrorism. I don't give a fuck. After the show, I said hi to every single person that stayed around, and it was actually like a love fest. Everyone came up to express their gratitude for me coming there. And I'm very proud to have been one of the first concerts to take place in Paris since the attack. Because we just can't live in fear. We gotta face the music. I'm so proud of this show. I'm so proud of my French promoter. I mean, wow. And you won't believe it, but because I did this, Disneyland Paris has booked Toque de Queda for a show this summer.
You're fucking amazing, man. I love you.
Estamos con Eddie de Toque de Queda. ¿Qué tal, Eddie? ¿Cómo estás? Buenas tardes.
Muy bien, muy bien. Muchas gracias. Es mi segunda vez aquí en Suecia. La primera vez tocamos en Gothenburg. Y ahora estamos aquí, en Estocolmo.
This tour is going great. Meanwhile, in France, the promotion for my concert at Disney World Paris is all over TV.
Vendredi, 100% bachata avec Toque de Queda. Fiesta Latina, c'est le vendredi 3 et samedi 4 juin à Disney Village.
You see, I travel the world for you to see your face, to see your smile. Feels like I'm fighting a war for you. Tell me how you can be true from the sidelines. And you whisper those lovely things, dusty bones and promise rings, convictions under your breath. Your boundaries beset by enemies. Your mother, your father, why know me, why bother? I'm just the one that's been there for you. Your secrets, your passion, your love, what happened to the skin that you once wore, baby?
Australia, that faraway land, that almost impossible place that you just only hear about on TV, and here it is, right before my eyes, and my music has brought me here. Wow, I'm in awe of the power of music. It can really transport you emotionally and physically. I'm here for the most important concert of my life.
Mantente conectado a las noticias de Australia y a las conversaciones que más te interesan en tu idioma.
Toque de Queda viene a la ciudad de Melbourne para un concierto el domingo 27 de marzo. Y nosotros conversamos con su director y vocalista, Eddie Blázquez.
Stay with us. Weekend is next.
This is the BBC World Service, the world's radio station.
You're listening to 3ZZZ, Australia's largest radio station.
Estamos en vivo, estamos en directo en los nuevos estudios de la Triple Z, ¿eh? Y como les dije, tengo aquí en el estudio a un invitado muy especial. Aquí a Melbourne, el señor Eddie Blázquez. Puede llamar y se puede ganar este doble pass para ver a Toque de Queda en concierto.
Única presentación en Australia. Y bueno, los dejo con este tema que se llama Ya no hay marcha atrás, aquí en Triple Z.
Thank you to all of you for not only being here, but this amazing city has been just wonderful to me. I've been here.
Somebody's got to smoke a joint through the streets of Melbourne. And that someone is clearly me.
The cops have asked me to follow them to the station. I am so scared. I do not want to end up in an Australian prison.
I'm one of the organisers of the event. I was so paranoid, you know, sort of tense and not sure what's going on exactly. Police turn up because, you know, that someone's smoking joint in public and prohibition's still well and truly alive. They're still arresting people. And I thought, okay, I've got to do something. You know, I organised the event.
I got to call my management and figure out if we can continue with the show or if we gotta cancel or what. Fuck, I'm so sick of this persecution. All I care about is my fans and being able to deliver this show for them, because that's what I came here to do. To make things worse, my puppy isn't doing well. Something's wrong with her. She's collapsed several times and the vets don't know what it is. And to make matters worse, I just found out something about my wife that has rocked my world. And it involves the DEA and the Cali cartel. She's kept this from me all this time. She lied to me. What else has she lied to me about? I can't forgive this. This is not how my story is supposed to end.
Lo siento, te devuelvo tu amor, a ti te hace más falta. Te devuelvo tus besos, no saben a nada. Y disculpa si digo que no, me rompiste el corazón y eso nunca sucedió. No mereces ese honor, no, no. Si pensaste que me quedaría llorando por ti, pensaste que eras lo mejor que podía pasarme.